Well, actually, the record was over, but I was turned around getting a cartridge, so, you know, that's how come I didn't say anything. Except I shouldn't say how come. Lazy Susan?
Yeah.
What about Able Betty?
WJLS, Bentley, West Virginia.
You gotta see O'Brien and Lazy Susan.
My lizard has blue eyes.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien has purple ones.
Turn all your car care worries over to Bragg's American Service Station, formerly John's Amoco at Prince and Valley Drive. Taking care of your car is their job. Trust Bragg's mechanics for everything from valve and ring jobs to brake work and front-end alignment. See for yourself. Tune up for top-notch summer driving now and fill her up with lead-free Amoco for top-quality performance at Bragg's American Service Station, Prince Street and Valley Drive, where you get S&H green stamps.
But I'm not wearing shoes.
This is the white and bright one. WJLS, Bentley, West Virginia.
Okay, Bill O'Brien said he wanted to say a word. It's probably a testimonial or something like that. Speak, Bill O'Brien.
No, Gary, I just want to say, you know now, I've known you for two summers, and we've been working together for that long, and
yeah,
we've been saying, we cut each other on the air all the time.
Yeah.
And I just want everybody to know out there in radio land that we
you
mean
really
every word.
You really hate me, right?
Right, really hate you.
WJLS, your personality station.
The redundant fillings are mutual bull.
Don't touch that dial. We're making a comeback.
How true.
If I've ever planted flowers in your garden, or my feet walked across your bedroom floor, don't be surprised if I break the silence of the night. My mind.
Trini Lopez on the program. He's taken a mental journey. 25 before the 1 o'clock hour from the home of the personalities, about 81 degrees for the greater Beckley area. And now here's a word from the giant of a man.
You'll be pleased with what we do to make your garments look like new.
It's called Warrenizing.
Warrenizing is offering a free 100% nylon headscarf with the coupon from the newspaper to the first 200 ladies to come into their new pickup station on Sprague Hill. In addition to these fine specials, two dresses for $1.79, three trousers for $1.49, and four shirts beautifully laundered for just 89 cents. That's Warrenizing Cleaners with the main plant on the 1921 bypass and the new pickup station next to Bennett's Grocery on Sprague Hill.
WJLS, Bentley, West Virginia.
Bill said he was opening a pickup station. It'll be at his home. Well, daggone it anyhow. Why doesn't anything work? Hang on a second. Take me for a little while, says Cher. Be over in 10 minutes. Ah, no, 21 and a half before the hour of 1 o'clock on JLS Radio. Good afternoon to you. If you just joined me, you're late. Right now, let's hear this word from Duke Quincy.
Duke makes the party. Naturally, that's when two Dukes are better than one. Make it Duke, the fun beer.
When we say Duke makes the party, of course, we're not referring to any of the political parties. We were thinking of any group of people who get together to enjoy a little fun and camaraderie. We're pleased that so many of you elect to make Duke the beer you serve on such occasions. We continually campaign to see that Duke reaches you in the size and package you find most convenient. For example, none of our one-trip packages require an opener. But our primary concern is to see that every golden drop of Duke beer reaches you at the peak of perfection, so that you may continue to vote Duke the finest beer in town. Try a bottle or can today.
Duke makes any time a great time, naturally. That's when two Dukes are better than one. Make it Duke, the spirited beer.
Duquesne Brewing Company, Pittsburgh.
Oh, thank you, you handsome fella, you.
WJLS, your personality station.
20 before the hour of one, Mr. Morehouse, here I come. Gonna get on my horse and ride away. Just gonna slowly fade away. Here's Cliff Nobles and Company, the horse. Whoa, Fido! Sounds great for Southern West Virginia from the home of the personalities. It's the horse, Cliff Nobles and Company, doing it for you. 17 and a half before the hour of 1 o'clock. Good afternoon to you. Seriously, if you've just joined us, welcome in. I'll be here till about 2 o'clock, and then that'll do it.
WJ Elvis, Bentley, West Virginia.
Gosh, but you've got a low hairline.
Did you know you can buy any kind of mine machinery you need at Bradley Mine Electric Service Company? Yes, whether it be locomotive, cutting machine, compressor, duster, drill, or circuit breaker, you'll find it there at a reasonable price. Bradley Mine Electric Service has an expanded rebuilt shop, motor, shed, and warehouses, and now services 9 states with 8 trucks in operation for prompt delivery. For highest quality used and rebuilt mine machinery, easy financing, service before and after you buy, by experts you can trust completely, remember Bradley Mine Electric Service Company, Route 21 Prosperity. Contact R.L. Stewart, Cecil Tony, or Charlie Martin.
Of course, if you have any really tough cutting to do, see Bill O'Brien. He's good at cutting people. Going on a mountain of love with Ronnie Dove.
Should have been ours. Well, that's why I'm so lonely. Way up above, high on the mountain of love. High on the mountain of love.
High on the mountain of love, Ronnie Dove singing for us on JLS. Right now, 14 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, variable cloudiness, warm and humid with a chance of a few showers and thundershowers through tomorrow. High 86. Right now, I have for the greater Beckley area 82 degrees.
All right, class, here's today's problem in traffic safety. What to do when the brakes fail?
Jump already.
Practice yelling help.
Press the panic button.
Call a mechanic.
Roll down the window and yell what, me worry?
The National Safety Council recommends stay in your car with safety belts fastened. Survival chances are 5 times greater. Shift to a lower gear. Use the parking brake. If this fails, drive off the road onto the shoulder and coast to a stop. In some cases, you may have to drive into bushes.
Here's Alan Toussaint. Alan Toussaint. It's called Gotta Travel On. That's the truth. 10 minutes before 1 o'clock on WJLS Radio. Good afternoon to you. This is Gary George. This is the final Gary George show.
WJLS, Bentley, West Virginia.
Eppy's, your complete prescription center on Valley Drive, has a huge selection at ridiculously low prices. There are far too many items to list, but bargains abound everywhere. Beauty specials by Revlon, Rubenstein, Dorothy Gray, Bonnie Bell, and Coty. Health aids such as Bayer Aspirin at $1.73 and Bufferin at $2.09. And Eppy's rents or sells convalescent supplies. Seeing is believing. Shop Eppy's Drug, open daily until 10 p.m. for top quality values and valuable S&H green stamps.
Harbinger's sound, it's called Can't Express My Love For You, 82 degrees for the greater Beckley area.
I can't express the feeling that I get inside when you're sitting next to me. The feeling that comes stealing as I try to hide just how helpless I feel.
This jockey speak 'em with forked tongue.
WJLS. Time now for Info 560 on radio's most complete information center.
WJLS. Gary George on this edition of Info 560, switching you first to Hollywood and Dimension in Hollywood with Ralph Story. Radio.
Fairy godmothers may not be swinging their wands much anymore, but in Hollywood, Mike Nichols is a pretty good substitute. A nod from him, and an unknown becomes a working, eating actor. And the latest example is a newcomer named Ben Murphy. This is Dimension in Hollywood. George Fenneman here for Vacationing Ralph Story, reporting for CBS Radio from California. What a line in a Nichols movie can do after this message.
Say, what's this pink drink you're making?
Weiler's Lemonade.
I don't believe it.
This is Weiler's new pink lemonade mix, complete with sugar.
I don't believe it.
And it's priced just as low as our regular lemonade mix.
Less than 3 cents a glass?
Yes.
I don't believe
it. It's true. It tastes just as good as our original lemonade mix, and it has a bright party pink color.
How can you make lemonade pink?
We use pink lemons.
Oh, well, that I believe. How on earth does Weiler's do it at the price?
There's going to be a splashy new television series next season called The Name of the Game, starring Robert Stack. And in the middle of it will be Ben Murphy, who plays Stack's assistant. Ben will be a regular on the show, which is the sort of news landlords, agents, and the folks back home like to hear. Ben owes it all to lots of hard work, good looks, talent, and one line in a Mike Nichols movie. It could be argued that in current Hollywood, one line in a Nichols film is worth more than looks, talent, and training put together. But anyway, the master picked Ben for a scene in The Graduate, and all he's had to do since is sign contracts and report for work. For the record, Ben's scene takes place in a fraternity house locker room, and the actual line isn't suitable for broadcast at this or any other hour. But producers saw and heard it, and Ben quickly turned up in a couple of other movies and then landed the regular job on The Stack Show, a big budget affair that could go on forever, the ratings willing. Ben has sort of blondish hair with a rugged build and face, but a look of great sensitivity behind the strength. It's the Paul Newman syndrome that women apparently can't resist. And for that matter, Ben Murphy looks so much like Paul Newman that he's often taken for a younger brother. The fan magazines are already whooping it up for Ben, gooing and gushing over that Paul Newman look. And when he reported to Lucille Ball for a scene in her movie Yours, Mine, and Ours, she had a line specially written to comment on his resemblance to Newman. Well, Ben doesn't mind a bit. He thinks anything that attracts attention to a newcomer, short of starring in a public hanging, is all to the good. For that matter, when Newman himself first began making movies, he was billed as a double for Marlon Brando and had to do some fairly important things on his own before the Brando resemblance was forgotten. Now, some smart producer should come along with a three-generation movie in which Brando would play the grandfather, Newman the son, and Ben the grandson. But even if that doesn't happen, Ben Murphy thinks acting is grand, especially for a fellow who only took it up so he could belong to something. That story in a minute.
Blanche, take it easy, will you? Slow down. You took that car on two wheels.
John Bickerson, this is not the first time I've put the shopping cart in a supermarket.
Are we through yet? This whole cart is full.
Go pick up a nice filet mignon for Nature Boy.
Filet mignon? Let him eat cat food like I do.
There's the freezer. Take out 6 cartons of coffee, Rich.
Six? Where do you plan to put them, Blanche?
Where I always do. On your cereal, fruit, and then your coffee. Coffee Rich makes everything taste better.
There's just no more room in this cart. Why don't I drink them here?
Oh, you can't, silly. You know Coffee Rich comes frozen. That's why you keep extras in the freezer and it stays fresh 3 weeks in the refrigerator.
That's where I should have stayed. Here.
Hand them to me one at a time.
We eat all this stuff, we're turning to blimps.
Not with Coffee Rich. It's low in calories. Now give me the rest of the cart.
You'll never stop me to watch it, Blanche.
what you've done.
Don't get excited. The Coffee Rich didn't break. It's frozen.
That was Don Amici and Francis Langford as the Bickersons. Find Coffee Rich in your grocer's frozen food case in the blue and white carton.
Ben Murphy was a college drop-in. He'd drop in a college for a term or two and then move on, never belonging. In desperation, he went out for drama at Illinois, just so he could belong to a student group. Next thing, he was studying at the Pasadena Playhouse, and Mike Nichols was picking him for the graduate. And now, Ben is an actor. And only last week, he was asked for his first autograph. He considered it a thrill, even though the girl who asked for it mistook him for Ryan O'Neill. This is Dimension on the CBS Radio Network. George Fenneman here for Vacationing Ralph Story in Hollywood.
These are the headlines. The West Virginia delegation to the Republican National Convention today rejected a proposal to nominate Congressman Arch Moore as a favorite son candidate for president. Special Judge J. Robert Martin Jr. today refused to move the trial of former Governor W.W. Barron and five other men on conspiracy to commit bribery charges, and the state police sergeant has been demoted to private and moved to Elkins for alleged violations of department regulations. These and other top stories on local and state news following national and international news. Stuart Novins reporting. WJLS Beckley, West Virginia, at 1 p.m.
This is Stuart Novins, CBS News, New York. There may have been a slight improvement in the situation at the Paris Peace Probe talks this morning. North Vietnam called attention of the American delegation to the relative lull in enemy activity in South Vietnam during the last month. The spokesman for North Vietnam made only a casual point of it, but he suggested indirectly to Averill Harriman that the United States should study the significance of the situation in South Vietnam during the past 4 weeks. The Hanoi spokesman made the reference while talking with newsmen after the formal meeting. He indicated this might be the response of Hanoi, which Washington has demanded as a reciprocal gesture for a halt in the bombing of North Vietnam. At the formal meeting, there seemed to be no major change of position. There was a gesture from the United States side, though. Ambassador Harriman told the other side that Washington will release 14 North Vietnamese sailors now held prisoner in South Vietnam as a response for the release by Hanoi last week of three U.S. pilots. Cyrus Vance, the deputy to Harriman, is in Washington conferring with the State Department. More news in a moment. Mum Cream is the cool one because Mum leaves your skin as free as the breeze by fighting the thing that actively causes perspiration odor, not by stopping up your pores. That's the natural way to protect against perspiration odor. From tension when the heat is on, from temperature when the heat is up. Mum is the cool one.
No matter how hot it gets, it's never too hot for Mum Cream.
The atmosphere at Miami Beach is becoming more tense as the hours shorten before the nominations and balloting. From CBS News Convention Headquarters, Alexander Kendrick reports.
Senator Everett Dirksen, after nailing down the Republican platform last night, is expected to make his formal endorsement of Richard Nixon's candidacy in a few minutes' time, as the Nixon drive for first ballot nomination continues on its seeming inevitable way. There are a few hitches, however. Though Nixon, according to his principal opponent Nelson Rockefeller, is deliberately wooing the South and thus catering to sectional instead of national interests, in one Southern delegation at least, that of the Republican Convention's host state, Florida, the trend is in the other direction, though not for Rockefeller, for the third man, Ronald Reagan. The Florida delegation caucused this morning and was addressed by Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina in an attempt to halt the drift away from Nixon. The state's entire 34 votes are at stake in the Orange Grove War, under an informal unit rule. The present reading is Nixon 19 votes, Reagan 14, Rockefeller 1, giving Nixon all 34. But a slippage to Reagan could reverse that. And the Florida delegation is caucusing again this afternoon before the convention's crucial nominating session. Nixon's closed-door meeting with seven Southern delegations yesterday, secretly tape-recorded by a Miami newspaper, provides the basis for Rockefeller's charge of courting the South. The candidate, according to this text, apparently gave the South veto power over his choice of a running mate. Reportedly, Nixon has now narrowed the vice presidential field to two, Mayor John Lindsay of New York and Senator Mark Hatfield of Oregon, both of whom are believed to be acceptable in Dixie. Alexander Kendrick, CBS News, Convention Headquarters, Miami Beach.
Third-party candidate George Wallace is predicting that any Southerner who would accept a vice presidential nomination from either the Republican or Democratic Party would face political ruin. Wallace is scheduled to return to Alabama after a campaign trip into the Southwest. In Chicago, where preparations for the Democratic Convention are underway, bus drivers threaten a strike, anti-war groups are threatening 5 days of demonstrations, and because of the strike against the Bell system, thousands of telephones that would normally be needed to operate the convention will not be installed.
Special Judge J. Robert Martin Jr. today refused to move the trial of former Governor W.W. Barron and five other men from the U.S. District Court in Charleston. Barron and five other men are charged with conspiracy to commit bribery in connection with state business. Martin earlier had indicated trial could begin next Monday. West Virginia's delegation at the Republican National Convention in Miami Beach today rejected a proposal to nominate Congressman Arch Moore as a favorite son candidate for president. The proposal that Moore be nominated was made by attorney Kermit Mason of Morgantown as a holding action for Governor Nelson Rockefeller of New York. Moore, at a caucus today, withdrew his name from action. The weather forecast, variable cloudiness, warm and humid, with a chance of a few showers and thundershowers through tomorrow. The high today, 86. Fog developing again tonight, the low, 65. The high tomorrow in the mid-80s. The probability of precipitation, 30% today and tonight, and 40% tomorrow. For the moment, 82 degrees for the greater Beckley area. Gary George, Info 560 News.
That's Info 560 for this hour on radio's most complete information center.
Info 560 reports again when the big stories break. Next scheduled newscast, 5 before the hour.
This is WJLS Beckley, the radio news service for all of Southern West Virginia.
Rolling. Wagons are rolling. I hear you've had better times, and you've been drinking better wines. Whoops. And people say the low things you